Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Okay, once last we broke, the party had been victorious, albeit with some casualties and some kind of running on of the combat, as it were, as Dearmood hunted down and single-handedly...
hunted him like a dog.
More like an angel, but an angel dog.
Excuse me, single-handedly?
That's why I said that.
That's what the legends are going to say, because he tells the stories here.
They're not going to mention Jake heroically throwing his club.
No, I'll make sure the bards get that in.
So, anyway, he did hunt down and kill the Dracolich. And I believe it was Brunson that actually went and found him. And then...
at one hit point.
You were laying there, beat the snot, yes. And then you did find a very large puzzle piece in the bone remains of the
Dracolich. I just want to be nearby when you try and put it together.
I can't.
Nope. It looks like that piece will not go together with the other pieces without something to hold them together. That was previously determined.
Like glue?
No, like some kind of... if you look at the bottom of it... he has the actual piece, so if you look at the bottom of it, there's like a hole in it. So the bottom, it somehow fits together with another piece that would connect.
I need more puzzle pieces. That's the point.
We have more right there.
Are you actually taking them out and trying to put them together?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we already had the three put together.
At one time, yes.
So, okay, as a point of clarification.
Well, this would be you actually doing it.
Do we have to assemble them to get the clue to where the next one is or not?
You don't think so.
Okay.
However, because one piece should theoretically lead you to another.
Pass this piece to everyone at the table. I already touched it.
It could be that...
several people are dead, so...
yes, dead people touching it probably isn't going to do anything.
Pass it to everyone who's turning.
And actually, it's not several.
Igor's dead, and I don't think... did he get
Igor's dead, Xavier is down one left pinky.
Yeah, I'm not dead.
And thawing.
I'm thawing out.
So here's where we had left off. Let's just clarify everyone's state. So you're nestled up in a brush, sort of a brush fort, if you will, that John arranged. And I think Jake, does that sound right? You stayed there while they went out, right?
I chased the dragon with Dearmoot and then came back.
Brother.
Okay.
I ended up getting to the dragon, the corpse of the dragon.
So you're the one that found him in the pile of bones. That sounds right.
All right.
Okay.
And then I came back and John has done up the...
all right. So John had drug Bazor's body and Xavier's frozen body, which he actually accidentally broke off his pinky.
And
Theon. And
Theon.
Yeah. Correct.
Sorry. And was surprised when Theon came back.
Yes. And then Theon gasped himself back to life roughly an hour after combat. So what we have right now is a roughly thrown together, basically think like a big hollow lilac bush and some branches propped up against it, area space under the brush. So from outside, you're not visible. You're not visible from the top. And for those of you who are unconscious or dead, you're just sort of like strewn in there, laid out in some gentle repose, as it were. But the only people that are that were unconscious or dead at that time were Xavier, who was basically kind of like frozen and working on thawing out, but it was determined that he was alive. Okay. And then you have Brunson operational, Jake operational, Theon operational, Deerwood operational, although people are beat up pretty good. But Xavier and Bezor are down. And Tom.
I'm going to ask Sonorous for the phrase for my amulet.
Okay. The one that you found.
Yeah.
I'm at 15.
The magic one.
With three-quarter structural.
Like, so by magic one, I mean... Or,
you really don't like experience, huh?
He doesn't need it.
I'll just burn it. Or
I'm praying, man.
Yeah, stop trying to identify magic items until you train.
Well, he pretty much already identified it.
Did you get experience for it?
No, Sonorous probably would.
Knock it off!
What did Sonorous tell you?
He told me it was an amulet of magic protection.
Uh-huh.
And it had a phrase to unlock it, and it was ancient Theophian.
Okay. So you want the words to trigger it, not what it means. Or you want both?
I'll do both.
Okay. Okay, the words in common would translate roughly to the death of magic is found in life.
Where's the ring? Write this down.
That's alien.
Magic resistance medallion is what I wrote.
Yeah. The death of magic is found in life.
I'm not cool with this whole death of magic thing.
The death of magic?
The death of magic is found in life.
I used my desk.
I would totally have to switch professions. I could still be an alchemist.
I can't do Death's Door and then Napoleon.
Correct. Okay. So in old Geoffian, it is as this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ill, as in IL, mech, MEK, separate word. Ill mech, Ondian, ek, EK.
Ondian,
Ondian.
K.
Correct. New word. Ek. EK. And new word. Li. Li. So it's Ill, Mech, Ondian, Ek, Li.
Ill, Mech, Ondian, Ek, Li. Then it's swallowed.
No high fructose corn syrup. No artificial preservatives, colors, or flavors.
It is a powerful magic item with a history.
So if I figure out its duration, I'd get like partial experience or something? Or,
probably not. Because you don't have any control over it. Unless you find out that there's a way that you can control the duration and find out how to control the duration, then I would give it. But otherwise, if you find out how to turn it on, it turns on, and it turns off at the end of the duration, you'll just know how long it went.
Something like this recharge really over dawn?
What's that?
Something like this recharge over dawn? Or
he doesn't know. Okay. So, amulet, awake.
Also,
doing anything? Are you death dooring?
Yeah.
On Xavier? Okay, so you're at 0 hit points now. And you do have 1/8 structural on top of whatever you previously had, so that doesn't put you at an even point, does it?
Okay.
Alright, so you have 1/8 structural.
The only thing that took me out was the
crab. That's right. Yep. So you have 1/8 structural, and you have immense pain in your left hand. And upon searching it, the pain appears to be in your pinky, and upon checking, you realize you don't have a pinky. It's gone.
It is heavily bandaged.
It is phantom.
It's wrapped like this, but there's like the pinky is missing. So it's wrapped like this. There you go. And then
phantom.
You have phantom pinky pain. Really bad.
Yeah, it stumbles over you. It's like, what's the guy's name?
John.
John took off your pinky while you were sleeping.
I heard that.
You did it.
It was an accident. I said it was an accident.
You said he did it on purpose.
You said I took off his pinky.
Yes, that's what happened.
While he was trying to drag you to safety.
He saved your life.
I didn't drag him. Okay, I carried him. I just didn't know he was so fragile. I have it. Actually, I put it in your pouch.
Don't fart, put it on your character sheet.
You might want to get that put on ice.
Yeah, it's wrapped in a piece of cloth.
Will Brenton do that? Because Brenton says that demon blast.
Yeah,
I'm
say it.
Yeah, right in your character sheet, my only severed pinky.
Hey, there's a song from a famous bard I know that describes the situation.
It is
you're as cold as ice.
willing to sacrifice
we
your
need
life.
Either a paladin
to a Draco Lynch.
Some
bartender.
Sounds Eastern like a foreign song.
Very.
Yeah, it is. It's Eastern language.
Dang foreigners.
I guess.
Right.
Ice. That's good. That's gonna be a problem though. Because there's no ice. The closest thing to ice is Xavier.
How about my pouch of accessibility? Will that preserve it?
No.
What are we really gonna preserve?
How about my item spell?
Yes, that would preserve it.
That's a huge waste.
A looping illusionist or chronomancer could have solved this problem.
Yes.
We don't have that.
Why did you die?
We don't have that luxury.
Just make it look like just like you're reattaching.
I can't bidding you until the morning.
Okay.
You didn't take
anyway.
Knowing we're going into this big battle, you didn't take a raise deck.
The sun is definitely down. So it's not just the shadow of the keep that you are under, but it is dark. In fact, when you look away from your little area where you're using light from a candle, not a continual light coin unless you specifically pull it out and use it.
That's what I was using unless somebody...
Okay, someone said it probably you should put it away.
Put it away.
Because a small ball of daylight sitting on the countryside is kind of a distraction, or an attraction might be a better way of saying it. Okay, so yes, there is a single candle by which you are all seeing by. And looking away from that.
I threw my bag and drank my last healing potion.
Okay.
Hold up.
Go for it.
Bottle.
That'll work.
Okay, you're going to put the healing potion in the bottle.
All of what's the
you're gonna take all three? Are you sure?
No.
What's the squire guy's name?
Face yourself.
Where's my
friend?
DMG?
What's wrong with taking two three?
What's the squire guy's name?
John.
All of his equipment.
Dude, that
is gone.
Chair just broke.
Also,
who's what?
The leg went like this, Tommy.
I made his armor.
To slide.
Okay,
yeah, well,
out of
oh.
It came out of the
nice. Okay, well he probably got somebody else's work. Yeah, so he has John is just in normal clothes, and he has a sword that he picked up from somewhere. He does not have the Bezor.
Bad things
happen.
Bad things happen. Like
Bezor bit the bullet, and all John's awesome illusionary equipment
among
went with
worst it. Worst things.
I specifically
did the axe.
All of the money that he put into circulation.
Okay, well then I'll get one.
John says I can use that.
No.
I'll drink one.
Matter of fact, I will item just the axe.
And the Bezor will do the finger too. Then at that point, right?
No.
No?
I plan on destroying this item.
That doesn't do any good. You destroy the item, the axe comes back.
I can't throw it in a fire?
You can, but fire's not going to destroy the axe. You take more than that.
All right, we need to fly over.
We use my bottle, Dan.
That would do it.
We use my bottle, and each of us took a drink.
Okay.
Me, Theon, and
so you turned one potion into three, and everybody took one
can
potion.
Can I fold something else and not fold myself? Like,
yes.
Did I get a potion?
I could launch
it is
into
twice,
no.
Twice as disoriented, but yes. And you could not.
I'm now at 8 points instead of...
Folding does not work.
I'm pretty sure you can't fold across planes.
You can't fold to space.
I could
to a location.
Into a volcano.
If that's what you wanted.
Did someone explain to Xavier for future reference that it is dangerous to drink more than one potion once? Okay. I just want to make sure he had that knowledge now. He did not. He was playing. He was role playing, but he didn't have it because his character didn't have it.
I heard a story once of a guy who drank 5 potions and turned to literal goo.
Oh.
And another guy blew up. Like, there's a few stories of these. They're like usually told the drunk people to make them laugh, but pretty few.
So, more than one potion bad.
Yeah, one guy's arm just fell straight off.
There was a story back home about an elf that went impotent after drinking three.
Great thing about stories is, even if you're wrong about like the side effects, it still could be a story.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So if you as long as you don't tell them it's the truth, you just tell them I heard a story, then you can say whatever you want. You would know from your legend lore ability that it is possible to have beneficial effects.
But then one guy...
Could I manipulate things through alchemy to...
To increase the likelihood of a benefit? Sure.
Oh, dude, we are so practicing. Let's go. Get your 2 potions ready. Come on. What do I got to do?
I have a bottle.
A little pinch of grass, a little pinch of dirt. There you go. You're all good.
I have a bottle that makes 1 potion 3 as well.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it'll make this more efficient.
What do I got to do?
Now's probably not the best time for this.
Well, 2 potions what? And some stuff.
Because half the party is like, we have a combined hit point.
He's
like
already getting a raised dead tomorrow.
You one raised dead.
He can get another one.
Okay, beat it the Bezor.
It was 8 potion and invisibility. That's it. Maybe after 3 days, if the bottle refills, which is not, it's not.
Not a given.
Okay, I need to hit up an alchemy shop or something. I need supplies for this.
You have a whole proficiency you've like almost never used except for identify potions.
I use it a bunch.
In theory, you have an alchemist on retainer out there in the world. You hired that guy to go back and set up your lab.
Yeah, I know. We just never go back to Charlotte's Keep ever.
I would be fine.
It's probably destroyed.
The life of an adventurer.
The goblins
would
go probably...
back if you want.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow.
I've been wanting to go back. I can go back right now. I got two teleports.
Take a hiatus.
Hopefully she found some new pants.
Mine is a little safer.
I've memorized the location.
That she died. I got to play.
So I would debate whether or not it's safe.
You know what?
There was a rumor that you heard that
depending
she had died.
Thunderstorm.
We found a skeleton
asylum.
But didn't we come to find out that the asylum is just like modeled after it? So it kind of is both.
Well, when you found the skeleton, they asked whether or not... I think he used an augury to ask whether she was dead or not. That sound right? What was the answer?
I think there was no answer.
No, so she was not dead.
Yeah. So I wasn't believing anything.
That sounds right to me.
In the illusion asylum.
You have such a high standard for reality. I just don't understand.
So much reality has been shaped in that place. It's ridiculous.
Charlotte's Keep would be a good place to
recuperate and
rest up and go back to get ready to go after
so
the puzzle
still,
piece.
Like,
well, there. Can we find out where the next puzzle piece is first or get the inkling?
Maybe.
Well,
if Basil was
alive,
you'd have a lot better chance. Since Bezor interpreted Charlotte's visions. Or not Charlotte, Janny's visions.
Okay.
And then he used the blast.
So what about the puzzle pieces? Because the puzzle pieces have that ability, right?
They, mm-hmm. In theory, a possessor of the puzzle piece is pushed toward the next puzzle piece.
Yeah,
yes.
we passed the pieces all around to everyone, but
so
Bezor didn't...
Give me that puzzle piece.
But no success has
been...
Theon
has been holding it in his left hand.
Some of them are in Bezor's pouch of accessibility.
You worry about raising people.
I can't until tomorrow.
Some of those pieces actually are in Bezor's pouch, correct?
Yeah, in his pouch of accessibility.
Yes.
They're just passing all the pieces
now,
around.
So, is that your pouch of accessibility, or was it mine now? I thought you gave it to me before you left the party.
I was told it was given back.
Oh, okay, then I guess I'll erase it off my character sheet.
Now, I remember when we tried to put the puzzle pieces
you're rubbing
together
it,
before. Like,
tapping
hello?
It, listening to it. Okay, let's see.
I hear the ocean.
Yes. You hear a slight tinnitus, like in your ear, a little ringing, but nothing from the piece.
Let me try.
Would you give me a second? You have the longest life out of all of us. You can wait. I'm concentrating. I'll hold my head like Johnny Carson.
It burst into flames.
John comes into the little area where you're all lounging about, talking, and whatever. You're filling with the puzzle piece, and you've been drinking potions, and you duplicated potions. Blah, blah.
Right.
And John comes in, and he says, "Hey, there's somebody in the camp. I saw movement in the camp."
Get your sword, Jake.
I'm already on the sword. I'm moving to go outside.
Okay, he goes with you to show you what he saw. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. Okay. So looking down over the hill, it's dark outside. But where the camp is, where the big tents were, where the undead came from, basically, in that area, you can see that the moon is from behind the clouds, lighting that area up a little bit. It's a kind of a higher kind of prominence of land in the back. You can see forest, deep dark shadows behind it. But here you can see it. And he says, amongst the tents on the front third. And you watch and roll these lines.
Okay.
What camp is this?
It was the camp of the knights that apparently came, but they got decimated by the dragon and became the undead army of the knights that you fought.
Unless we go by your role, I see nothing.
If we're not messing around, I'm going to go with them and follow it.
Okay, well, they're not leaving. They just went as far as like the edge of your little brush fort.
Well, we're putting the puzzle piece away until whatever that is. We make sure that
it's resolved. Okay.
All right. Let's see if he sees anything.
Yes, having it out of this dimension would be nice.
I can't see anything now, but I swear there was movement there.
I
think a single individual. It could be maybe another zombie. I don't know.
Bless you.
All right.
Do I see
him? I'll start heading that way.
Okay. So Jake is leaving the brush fort to head down over, really. It's kind of over and slightly down toward the encampment. Meanwhile, Theon looks at the... Oh, yeah. Theon looks at the encampment, and you may roll a d20, sir.
So it's about my roll. Five.
Okay. Upon looking, you see him heading out. John is still staying here at the edge of the brush fort, and then he gets up and he's walking away. So he's walking out across the former battlefield where you guys fought the Dracolich, okay? Heading that way. doesn't appear to be heading toward any particular thing, just the encampment in general, and you see a flutter of movement. Small, like one person, move from one tent, like the wall of one tent, to another door of a tent.
How far are they from me?
The encampment begins at about 200 yards. And then it is about probably 50 yards across. So they're maybe like 130 yards away.
How far is Jake?
230, sorry. Jake is
10 yards.
Jake. What? Movement. And I'll sort of try to point out to him which tent it was. And
okay, so it's the second one from the left in the back.
Jim would see them investigating. He'll
move from one tent into another. Which one?
This. What did you say? The
second from the left in the back.
Second from the left in the back. Okay. Looked like about the size of a man.
Now, whoever it was seemed to go in the tent.
Yeah.
So, like, if he looks now, he's not going to see him.
Yeah, I start heading to
another. Well, I said into another. So.
Okay. All right. So, are you walking, jogging, running?
Moving quickly, cautiously.
So, jogging.
When
alertly. Or walking fast, alertly. Okay, he speed walks through the high grass in his heavy armor, so yeah. He'll get there in a minute or two.
When Damon sees them investigating with something, he'll go check it out.
Okay, well, you know, they went up to the edge of the brush camp. You heard some. You probably heard the conversation because they were only maybe like 5-10 feet away. Okay, so Dearmoot is getting up and heading out of the brush camp as well. John's staying at the brush camp.
Okay, so should we all just go? It's only you and me left.
I don't want to go over there. I mean, I will.
Theon's coming back.
I thought John was with him.
What?
John
is staying at the brush camp. Where you guys are.
I'm staying here.
Theon has 8 hit points. Theon's going to
rest. 1, 2, 3.
So Jake and
Deer going with them.
So Jake, Deermoody, and Brunson are going.
Okay. If Brunson's going, I'll really get it.
Okay. No, or me in front of me, then back here.
All right, so
I don't
Jake,
want to be left there with two people in a dead
Deermoody place. Catches up to Jake easily. Brunson catches up to the two of them. Then you hear grass crunching behind you. You look, and you see Theon's coming along as well.
What's going on, Jake?
Oh, I thought he was
you
right
don't hear
he had gone back to camp. Now he's come up.
Theon said it was over this direction.
Okay. I didn't hear you didn't hear footsteps.
Can I, like, look around and see if I see anything?
Okay. So as the four of you are approaching the camp, Jake in the lead, unless somebody's pressing out past him, mm-hmm. you can all roll a d20 and see if you spot him.
My wisdom.
Made wisdom by 1.
Made wisdom by 2.
Made my wisdom exactly.
You rolled 17.
Let's go with your roll, Dan.
Oh, we were 7?
Okay. So, Dearmoody and Jake see a little bit of movement, a low-lying shadow along the base of one of the tents. But it's not a person.
How big's the tent?
The tent is 15 feet tall. It's a big, like, knight's tent, like a knight and his followers would stay in. And there's about 8 of them.
Can I approach it and, like...
But this, you're seeing this from 100 yards away, as you're everybody's walking that way. And what you saw was a low-lying shadow, like something no taller than maybe 3 feet tall. And the two of you did not see it.
Did you guys say anything?
Oh, I think I saw there. Something over here.
Ted,
I'm start heading towards that.
Ted, me and Theon, check it out.
Okay.
All right. So we could scout ahead.
I put the.
I'm heading toward it.
So. Yep. I don't know if I told you.
At his walking pace, if you run ahead, you'll have 30 seconds to a minute before he gets there.
I put the Dracolich ring on, too. I don't know if I told you.
The ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question. Polymorph self, can I change shapes with it? Or is it just once?
You can. You can change shapes as many times as you want up until the end of the spell, but you can never go back to the same shape twice.
But I could go
and
from like
you,
a quail
at the end,
to a pigeon
correct.
To a dove.
Yep. And at the end, when you turn back to yourself, you heal 12 hit points, which is almost worth it all by itself when you're hurt.
You're
going to roll good on the dice.
Especially if you're a mage with not a lot of hit points to start with.
Also, you would know that most forms come with benefits and also sometimes negative things too. You know, you don't necessarily know how to be a dog or how to be a cat or how to be a bird, so you gotta, you're changing into a form and doing it consistently and getting used to it is the best way to be functional.
It's like true.
Alright, so you're approaching the encampment. Dearmoody is Theon.
If we're moving up ahead, Theon.
If you're moving sneakily, you're not going to get ahead of Jake.
Oh, okay.
He's
we'll
walking brusquely. You're going to have to run ahead at least. Then once you get to the edge of the camp, start sneaking to get. That's to get the 30
that's
seconds
what we shall
minute.
Do. And I'll even just run. We start running.
Also, Jake.
Theon is waiting.
That's cool. Okay.
Where's the entrance? Do we see like an entrance to the tent and all that? Same question.
Yes, there. You can see the entrance to several tents.
The one that the first one included.
And that one included, yep. And the shadow was near that tent, the one that you saw.
You take left around, I take right around.
All right. So the two of you are... He is not invisible from your perspective.
He's not?
He is not invisible.
I'm saying.
So you're speaking into space because he's somewhere.
Figured it makes me. It's not our first time sneaking together.
Okay. So you're going left, you said?
I'm going left.
He's you're going left. Okay. You're going left, you're going right. And the two of you split up 10, 15 yards between you and kind of move to the camp. We're centering on the door. He doesn't know to look for a shadow, right? Because you didn't tell him.
Oh, I thought
no,
he said it.
Oh, he did. Okay. So, centering on the door, keep in mind the shadow. Meanwhile, Jake and Brunson are following up. You'll be there in like a minute. They're not getting that far out ahead of you. As you enter the camp, both of you immediately pick out the shadow. It's a dog. Okay? It's about 2 to 2.5 feet at the shoulder. It's not a real big dog. It is shaggy, like furry type dog. Thick, long, thick hair, basically. And he immediately detects the two of you as well. Maybe not specifically, but at least knows someone new has come because he like backs into a shadow next to the tent and he's growling.
I'm Jewish.
Okay.
You were never once a druid in your life.
I'm Druish.
The dog begins to growl at your approach. Both of you very shortly hear the dog growling.
I'm more Druish than a ranger is.
Yeah.
Sounds
like I'm
the closest to being Jewish without being Jewish.
Big old
dire wolves. Soldier,
like,
I can't get more than this.
Okay.
I'm trying,
so the two of you are just walking.
Where in case you have to sacrifice your life to protect me?
It would be, I don't know, but it would be
brighter.
I have my sword turned down, but I'm also like,
okay, so you're attempting to approach the dog. The two of you are just walking into the camp in their general direction, basically, is the plan. Not like hiding behind tents or getting low to the ground or anything.
Hiding.
Less dignified.
I hide behind him.
Jake's just like, through emergency, like.
Alright.
If he had a backpack I could sit in, I'd probably do that.
Are you, is Theon out in the open as he is trying to approach the dog? Are you?
No, we'll stay on the opposite. Or no, he's going to move up to flank the tent that he's walking up to.
Okay.
And he sort of moves around the outside.
On the back. Okay. Alright. So, you know, about the time they get in there, you're in position, you can see what's going on. The dog is not responding well to your approaching it. Looking at it now, I mean, you're a little closer and there's enough light here to see. It does have a collar, and it does look like a war collar, like it has spikes on the collar. Black leather and spikes.
Maybe I can give it food. I'm trying to give it some food.
I know what happens when that book hurts.
Most dogs are generally...
Can you tell you who dies?
Not perfect.
I'll try and offer it some food.
I was a big fan of Terry.
So you pull out some dried meat.
I need to read the first one. Right now. I never read the first one. I started on the second one.
Okay.
The Pillars of Creation.
Roll a d20.
Or actually, it's
19.
Okay. Arden, roll a d20.
I think you got a couple books still until it gets real preachy.
10.
Okay. Theon notices that there.
Like, at a certain point, it gets.
Theon notices that there are off to one side. You can see that there's a something like a rope, basically, or a cable that's stuck to the ground from one spot to another, maybe 8-10 feet long. And attached to that are the leashes or chains of another four dogs, similar to the one that he's trying to approach, but they're all dead.
Where is that?
In the middle of the camp.
Okay.
So basically, it looks like the knights had war dogs that they had with them, and they all died in the attack.
Interesting.
The camp, even now, is in places lightly covered with some frost. It's cool outside anyway. It's like 40 degrees outside, but it looks like they basically died to dragon breath.
Does my charm ability only work on humanoids?
The first level druidic charm?
No, my bardic charm.
No, it can work on any semi-intelligent creature, so it can work on dogs. It's not going to work as well as it would on a person.
Do I think that dog is what I saw dashing between
animal
the
friendship. What?
Do I think that dog is what I saw dashing between the tents?
No, that was definitely a person. This is not a person. Unless it was
probably a person
changed form. Good possibility, yep.
Okay.
There's no light coming from inside, however.
I'm going to drop to the ground and try to look under the edge of the tent.
Okay. The edge of the tent is able to be lifted. You can probably crawl under it, for that matter, with effort. While as you move to do that, the two of you have entered the camp. You've come up to be within 15, 20 yards of where, or closer if you want, of where he is trying to approach one war dog that seems to have survived the conflict. You don't know if this is what they saw moving around in the camp or not. Probably not, because John seemed to describe it as a person. The war dog is not responding well to Dearmoot at this point.
Can I play horsemanship on the dog?
That is a big war dog right there.
It's the only growl sound effect I can...
Horsemanship? You say? Oh, sure, you could try it. You'd roll percentile because it's
whichever. If I sing the Heroes of Japanese and turn him.
Okay, you're going to try to sing the song. What was that?
Supposedly a wolf growl.
That's a wolf growl. What? 91. Okay. The dog does not seem to be responding well to your approach either.
Was he underwater?
It has actually snapped its teeth in your direction a couple of times, but not.
The Heroes of Jacko.
Okay, so roll percentile. That's low as it.
39. My charm is 23.
Okay. It seems to calm him some, but it's definitely not overcoming his. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. Aggressiveness, okay?
Is this thing a threat? I can put it to sleep.
It's just the dog.
Okay, so you peek your head under and you're going on full improvisation, basically. You scan the tent and you see the living chambers of what appears to be one to possibly three, because there are more, kind of loud, there are more...
Whoa, Jimi Hendrix is here!
There are more boots here than you would expect for one person. Okay. There are more boots here than you would expect for one. But there is someone bigger than you, but maybe smaller than your average-sized human male, hiding under, mostly under one of the cots, and their like feet and rear is kind of behind it, which appears like a travel chest. So there is a living being. You can see them on your vision, hiding in the tent, mostly under one of the beds.
Okay. I will...
Okay. Right. Dex check.
Slip. With these. Xavier is a goblin.
Okay. All right. So you slip under the tent with ease and virtually silently. And so now you are in the room with the person who is hiding under the bed. Meanwhile, not Jimi Hendrix, but Dearmoot is barding the dog into submission. And Jake is there kind of like helping to corner the dog and make him feel trapped. And Brunson's
there being afraid.
And Brunson is looking around, head on a swivel, exorcist style.
Charming the dog situation.
No, there's less green.
Good job.
Green pea soup.
No green pea soup. Yeah, just looking around.
Go check on Theon. He pushed me in that tent.
Where did Theon go?
He pushed me in that tent.
Okay.
You push me in that tent. I'll point that tent at Theon.
It's pretty much right next to you.
That we were originally going to go to, and I panic nature, play the dog.
Yeah, it forms one of the... So there's some baggage and the tent, and that's that forms the corner that the dog is kind of pushing back into. Mm-hmm. So the tent that you're in, the dog is literally right outside it. Okay?
I'll start heading over to the tent.
Okay, so you're just going to go around to the front door and look inside or whatever?
I was thinking send me south.
The dog does not relax anymore with Jake's leaving. He still seems very wired, very aggressive.
I've seen send me south. It's a more
if
slow
he gets an attack of opportunity, I
okay.
Should
roll percentile dice.
50.
There we go.
There's
party music.
Roll better for me.
And how does that chorus go again in that song?
I don't remember. It's one you made.
Yeah. I know. I'm letting you make it up. You're the bard.
Send me south. Sweet flip the dog.
He's changing the lyrics.
Okay. He calms down considerably.
And I'll try and approach him with the food.
He will not take the food.
Instead, he bites your pinky off.
What's a goblin word for you?
Hey, this ring, this nature ring that I got with the six leaves on it, does it make me control animals?
No.
Okay, darn it.
Do what I say! Okay, never mind.
Start casting a bunch of spells on the dog. Animal friendship!
I don't have a disintegrate.
Dominate dog!
I don't have a dog. I winch out. That'll make calm down.
I really need to figure out what stupid ring does.
Just start frying stuff on the dog, man.
Does it change me into a tree?
No.
I could legend lore.
Tree power. No.
I want the experience for it. I'm trying to figure out all my stuff.
He means, and I quote, "I'll do it myself." Yeah. Not, I want the experience for it. I'm trying to get better at identifying magic items.
Yes.
Well, you have from?
Okay. Anyway, so you've calmed down quite a bit. You're able to get, like, definitely inside biting range, and he's not biting you. Roll a d20.
10. Okay.
You notice that there's some discoloration. It's kind of black and maybe swelling on the side of his mouth.
Does it look like an injury?
Like right here, and he's baring his teeth, and you can see like the lip, if you will, of his mouth, and the gums underneath may be swollen.
Okay, like anatomy, you like, do something to help him with
it. You do have anatomy. You can roll it. It's animal anatomy instead of people, but go ahead.
Is it wisdom or intelligence?
It is wisdom based.
Made it by 9.
Okay. So he has a wound of some kind on his upper jaw, possibly tooth, and it's probably going to, I mean, he's not going to be calm while that's there.
Mm-hmm. So, the Kevin healing.
If he would let you, you could give him a point of healing if he would let you tend it.
I'll try.
Okay.
I'll probably get mauled though.
All right.
There goes all of those hit points.
Yeah, he does not attack you, but he won't let you touch it. He's like, you're going to have to restrain him to touch it, which might lead to a biting incident.
I do have a rope of entanglement.
That would do it. Here, hold my rope, doggy.
I don't think he'd like that too much.
No, it's probably not going to win him over.
Even if I help him.
You can maybe try to tug a war with him. Just
oh, like, and then just claim it never happened before. He's a dog. What does he know?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just get in there and dominate.
I don't have that spell.
It's like snowball.
Talking about with your force of will or whatever.
Huh? It's like, what's the charm for? I take the charm.
All right. Anyway, Jake steps in the opening of the tent. You push the things back. The tent door over to the left, it's probably 15 feet away, though. They're pretty big tents. Opens. And there is a cross cloth, so he would not immediately be able to see you unless you step forward into the opening. But you know it opened, and you can see, you know, feel the air.
Would he be able to see the person hiding?
You doubt it. It's very dark in here.
Okay.
And he's not bringing light with him. So.
Hello?
You have a magical sword drawn?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So, actually, he will have a candlelight worth of light, but it won't. It only shines like 3 feet, but it's not going to shine far enough for him to see.
Okay, so... I start reaching for my pouch.
Yeah, I mean, that's what PM will go through, but he'll just let you do it.
And I pull out the continual light token.
Okay, it becomes daylight both inside the tent and outside the tent. It's daylight where you are, it's daylight where the dog is, it's daylight where Brunson is.
Scare the crap out of Brunson. Right?
Yes, 60-foot diameter, and the tent is about 15-foot in diameter, so 25 feet in each direction from the tent. It's light. It's daylight.
Something else.
Brunson goes running away.
Okay. Whoever it is that's under the bed is obviously surprised by the light coming up. Also, you can roll a d6. Minus 4.
Two.
Okay. So it takes you... It's almost instantaneous. And then whoever that person is that's under the bed is trying to scramble out under the tent wall, like to get outside.
How do you get Theon set the dive right forward to grab him?
Put them in here.
I think you have to do it. You go in custom mood and then you have to move them over. Say that again.
Did Theon dive forward to grab him?
Sure. I mean, it's like not even 8 feet.
I can't backstab non-lethal damage, can I?
No.
Yeah, so I'm just going to grab him.
About the only thing you can do non-lethal is punch or kick or like.
I got a rod.
It's not really. Sap. Rod isn't really meant to be a sap. Sandbag, a pouch, you could sap with either one of those things. Not proficiently, because you don't have the proficiency.
I have like a 21
back. You can club with a shield. Okay, anyway, so you dive down there, try to grab the person, try to stop them from scrambling out. Okay, so.
They're a zombie.
Okay.
not magic zombie either.
So it become, you're fairly certain it's an adolescent, like a teenager or young man, probably a squire or something like that. And as you go to try to pull him back out, he swings a knife back to slash at your arm, but it like goes across the top of your arm here, but it doesn't cut your skin. Do you have a shirt, or do you have greaves or something, or a bracer?
I have leather armor.
Okay, so it goes over your greaves then. It grazes across the top of there. You feel the pressure, but it's not enough to hurt you.
I'm going to hurt you!
Are you continuing trying to draw them out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm
okay, so a second failed strike with the knife, and you managed to like haul him back out a little bit. What?
I see him trying to pull him out, right? So
yeah.
I'll go try to help him.
Okay.
Jake just won.
I'll set the sword down.
Like,
if there's somebody I can prop it up next to.
Okay. The second time they struck at you with the knife, like, the hand hit the arm more, and the knife came flying out, and it's lost on the floor somewhere. Okay? And then at that point, we'll go initiative. Both of the two of you can roll initiative as we're the person you're trying to stop. Flying.
Three.
Okay. Any missile fire? I don't think so. No. Nine. Eight. Seven.
Okay, so is Jake there yet?
Yeah, he's right next to you. He just hasn't actually started trying to grab on or whatever yet. And so if you're trying to grab on to restrain, then you're grappling.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, but first time... Oh, he doesn't have a dagger now, right?
Correct. The knife is on the floor. It's a knife, and it's on the floor.
Okay, so I'll just holding him back. Or holding him. And as soon as Jake grabs him...
Well, you have, like, right now you have a piece of a cloak and... like a piece of a shirt, and they're still over half under the bed.
I'm gonna grapple. I just want to keep him there.
Okay, roll percentile dice, high number. Now, and I'll assume you're not really trying to do damage, so I won't.
59.
Okay.
Not super great, but he's not
10 more. Would be better.
Okay, so you managed to get a hold of one of the arms, which is thin, not real physical, and pull it back, and so it's kind of like. But along his back, and so he's face down, still half under the bed. You've got his arm behind his back, and then you've got a hold of the back of the shirt, and you're physically trying to drag him out. And the person with the other arm and both legs is trying to scramble under the bed to try to get away.
It's not safe here.
Okay, that was the seven, six,
trying to help you.
Five, four,
three.
Okay. The person under the bed is in three also, but they're just trying to get away. So.
Alright, attempting to grapple.
Okay, so you have sword and shield, so I assume you're dropping your sword?
I said I was trying to prop it up against something.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that. Alright, so you set it up against the wall of the tent or whatever, and then you're going to grab with your non-shield hand. What about the shield? You just drop it on the floor.
Okay.
Okay, so you just slough it off on the floor and then grab. Okay, and now are you just trying to grapple to restrain or punch or what? Okay, so you trying to grab on. So you are going to get a negative because Theon is all up in your way.
Once he comes
roll percentile
up,
dice. High is better.
Once he comes up,
he'll make it
unless you want me to
roll. Yeah, fall off. You should just
what?
Unless you want me to roll again.
You're at what? 82. Okay. All right. Roll wisdom. D20.
Okay.
Your best stat.
It was a 3, but it was cocked up against the bag. Now it's 17.
That happens. What are you going to do? Okay. So basically what happens is you get up there and you grab on. He already kind of had the arm behind the back, and you start to pull, and you're stronger than the person, and plus their purchase is bad, and one that arm is pinned. And you're pulling him back out of the bed. So when you pull him back out of the bed, he spins on you, and all of a sudden he's in your face, and it's a little bit surprising, and you respond in instinct and headbutt him.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
And so you basically pull him up, and you go, and he's right there, and you go, BAM! Okay. About 5 seconds after you headbutt him, you realize that him is actually a her. It's a girl.
No.
And she just goes,
oh. Just headbutt a little girl.
No, she's not that little. She's probably maybe 14 or 15.
Let me see her.
Okay. She just goes unconscious in your arms.
Is she a lot?
Oh, yeah. She's
just unconscious. Is she negatives or?
Well, negatives, but from non-lethal. So she'll be awake in a couple of days.
I'll do natural healing.
Okay, you can do that, and that would wake her up sooner.
fan in your head.
I'm pretty sure I've done that.
Hi,
I don't mind.
Oh, no. Do I get plus two from Dylan?
Yes.
Okay, then I made
but
it.
But a 20 always fails.
2 to 1. I rolled a 19.
Okay, yep. Okay, so, yeah. Sion sits on the bed, lays her against him, and he cleans her head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dear
Moon,
we just want to talk to you.
Blood, the blood that was running down the side of her nose and over here, you clean it off.
I told her to run through the heart. She surprised me.
What do you mean?
She was in my face.
You pulled her into your face.
She was still in my face. I'm a little bit on edge still. We were just fighting zombies and stuff. Child! How old is she?
Maybe 14. 13, 14. Human. Okay. So
she's dragons at that age.
She's like X age.
She's reasonably fair skinned. She has dirty blonde hair. And it's also dirty blonde hair. Not as well cared for, not brushed out maybe like you'd expect. Her clothing, no, you do not recognize her. Her clothing is maybe like nicer quality, like merchant quality. It's not commoner's clothes. So she shows some signs of wealth. Her nails are well cared for, you noticed. Her eyebrows are groomed. So she seems like she might be of a upper social class. Tended to by you, she begins to awake, and she sucks air in through her teeth immediately. She's like she's, oh boy, I'm in trouble now. Okay, so pause right there for 1 second. Meanwhile, outside, so you've got to the point where you can deal with the dog, you can get you can even touch him, but he won't let you anywhere near his hurt jaw.
Come here, you!
I have rope use. I could tie him in a nice little knot, nice little kind of like try and like tie him with the rope and strain him.
Clearly, if you try to tie him up, he is probably going to resist.
Yeah. We'll do the easier route. Rope him and tangle him.
Okay. So you pull the rope out. You like look like you're distracted and just toss it on him. Oh, where did this rope come from? Okay. Roll pickpockets.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a tackle.
Yeah, you have to tackle.
Okay, pickpockets.
All you have to do is get close to him and the rope will tie him up.
Oh, 3.
Nice. Okay, so you very discreetly deposit the rope of entanglement on top of the war dog.
Okay. Send me south.
It takes a good probably 30 seconds to a minute before he is badly entangled, but at which point in time he's basically hogtied. So he can't move his legs. He can still move his head.
Yeah.
He's not muzzled.
That's what the chomper is.
But you also, if you're trying to tend his wound, you would have to not have him muzzled anyway. So you also know enough about animals to know that you can grab him by the scruff of his neck. And you could probably, even though he's a really big dog, you could probably lift him that way. It wouldn't be comfortable for him. It might make it hard for him to breathe. But you don't need to do that anyway. You just grab him by the scruff of his neck.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then you can control his head enough to be able to. Plus, he won't be able to bite down.
Yeah, do that. I'll do that. I'm trying.
Okay, and then you may roll anatomy.
I've been rolling a D10. I'm on the D8. I might have made it. It's intelligence.
His wisdom.
Wisdom made it.
Okay, how much did you make it by? Because it's an animal, not a human. Okay, so reason off. All right, so you give him 1 hit point back. Basically, you drain some infection out of it. You put a little bit of plant, like aloe, maybe something that you might have. Anyway, you do a little bit to try to help him heal. It's evident after you do it that he's grateful, or he's at least not throwing a fit about it, but prior to and during, he's not having it. You have to hold the scruff of his neck and keep him from being able to bite and that kind of thing. So, but afterwards, it's clear that he is grateful. However, you're only able to do a modicum of healing just at one point, and after looking at it, you can tell that he actually has a broken tooth. So he took some kind of a good sized blow there during the scuffle or during the dragon attack or whatever, and your bit of anatomy is not going to help with that tooth. It's either going to need actual healing or his tooth is going to be removed, need to be removed, something like that. That person has a loud muffler. That was not sound effects for the game. Okay. Anyway, so you still have him bound at the moment, and you hear conversation taking place inside the tent now.
I'll just try and calm him down a bit. Things seem... The conversation sounds like two of my friends yelling at each other now, so I think it's calm.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're just arguing, that's all. All right, anyway. All right, so back inside the tent. Brunson's keeping watch, exorcist style, back at the other plot, as it were. And you... she is awake. Haven't been awakened by Theon. And did you restrain her in any physical way while she was unconscious, like tie her hands or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. And, the sword is down, which means, or no, the continual light is up. So it is very bright. That's right. All right. So she says, who are you?
Hi, I'm Drake. Sorry about that, but
he was the one who headbutted you.
Oh.
You scared him.
No, no.
That's what you said.
One does not scare me.
Startled.
She says,
you startled.
I've never been scared in my life.
Allegedly, I have that effect on men.
My name is Theon.
Ow. I can't see out of my right eye. Is it swollen? It is.
Yes.
Oh.
There will be no permanent
damage. I'm sorry you're not seeing me at my best.
It matters very little to me, though Jake may be one you want to impress.
Is she elven?
No.
She doesn't live longer than me. Get her out.
Is she a gnome?
Get her out of here.
My name is... I am Barilia. You are who?
My name is Theon.
Elven?
Yes. Fletcher, if you know the name.
Are you a knight?
Working on it.
In progress.
She says, can you get me home safely?
Where is home?
She says, the village of Abington to the north and west up here.
Does that ring a bell?
No, I mean, you don't have navigation or anything, right? Roll percentile dice.
Is it along the river?
No. River is south.
Eight.
Okay. Yes, you met it. You remember seeing it just on a map somewhere.
And
it's in Geoff, north and west of the capital.
It's possible.
Are all the knights dead?
So the ones you came with, did you see what took them?
I saw a great beast of shadow and bone, and then frost. Did you find
anything tonight? We're bad.
Well, he's gone now.
Well, that's excellent. My cousin was among the knights.
How long ago did this happen?
This attack?
Yes.
Just this day.
What were all these knights here for?
I fear I sent them to their doom, but I had no idea. My elder sister went missing, and there were a rash of such incidents all throughout the region. It was believed, the best we could figure, a vampire took her, and he is believed to live in the remainder of the keep upon the hill. I convinced my cousin to come and try to rescue her. But the great shadow and bone creature has dashed our hopes. I survived because I was bathing in the woods in the stream during the attack. The men who stayed to protect me, one died in scouting the camp for a lot of the knights, I guess, rose as undead zombies. And the other has gone back to Abington in hopes of summoning aid. I was alone until you came.
He left you?
Yes. Not the most noble thing to do, but if he would bring aid, there is value in that as well.
And why did he not bring you home with him?
He said he could get there faster without me.
Nice.
Well, I was left in the care of the other until he died in the camp. So at least I wasn't alone until then. Also, there is a war dog in the camp. They call him Sparky.
There's like soft music drifting from outside.
No, he's not playing anymore.
It seems our...
You haven't heard him, have you? He should be barking.
I
haven't. Something must be tying him up.
I didn't know that. I know Deermu would hurt your dog.
Oh. Well, that's good. It's not really my dog. Just, I think we developed a sort of a kinship because we are co-survivors.
How did the dog survive?
I don't know. He was in the camp. Maybe sheltered by the bodies of others. But he's wounded. He has a wound on his upper jaw.
I imagine Deermu is trying to deal with that. We can get you home, most likely, in one piece.
I would be grateful. I would be grateful. I don't know...
It would be good to find a place to rest and heal and all that.
You don't have much of a choice.
Are you hurt?
Yes, all of us are.
From fighting the great bone and shadow creature?
Indeed, yes.
I don't even think he had anything to do with the abduction of my sister. Perhaps he was an ally of the vampire.
No, it's possible, but we've been chasing him all the way down the river.
Hey, Rita. Okay. Just looking at the
music in the background. There's like actual music.
he had something we wanted. He seemed to be attracted to places of undead. We had tracked him to a cursed abbey surrounded by skeletons. And then he fled there and we tracked him here.
So not an ally of the vampire? If not, then why would he come here?
As I said, most likely he was seeking out undead here. There were zombies. There is truly a vampire in this place, it probably has some connection to him. Or possibly created him.
Maybe.
It was a Dracolich, which are supposedly generally created.
I am fairly certain he is the one who created the beast, is the one who created the zombies.
That sounds right.
My cousin, who was amongst them, must have arisen. Have you seen him? His name is Jasper.
Jasper. If I've seen him, he is well past dead.
I think it's funny that she asked if you see her cousin turned into a zombie and then said his name is Jasper, because like everybody walks up to zombies and says, is your name Jasper?
Zombie goes,
my name's Jasper.
Jasper Brain. The zombie. Are you Jasper the zombie?
We all know they wear name tags.
Zombie
Jasper,
name tags.
And I want your
okay,
brains.
Anyway. Yes, of course, that makes sense.
The zombies were destroyed. The Dracolich.
At least they can be laid to rest properly now.
That is the hope.
Perhaps burning their bodies would make them less likely to arise.
Well, for most of them, they were turned into dust.
Oh, well, that would do it.
Yeah. Yes, it would.
None of this solves my sister's woes. What was the creature carrying, or what was it that you said that he had that you wanted?
It is an artifact of some potency that is pertinent to a quest that we are undertaking. It's sort of a need-to-know sort of thing.
I was curious because if I could help you in some way, then perhaps you might see fit to help me to determine if my sister is still alive.
Ask her if she guess raised dead.
What is it? Are you magical in some way? You have certain capabilities?
No, although some men have said so. She chuckles.
Boys, hopefully.
I'm quite certain some large blunt object has struck me in my forehead.
He headbutted you.
Oh.
Are you struggling with memory?
I remember that now, sorry.
You may have some moderate to severe concussion. I take it easy for
you. Do you have a camp near here? Somewhere safe?
Ish.
I don't know if this camp is safe now. I know there are brigands nearby. My cousin wasn't concerned because they won't attack anyone who puts forth a, how do you say, strong front. But he was going to wait and then till dawn and then in attempt to foray into the keep and see if it would be possible to rescue my sister. Vampires are very scary, they say.
Very accurate.
I shouldn't be here by all rights. When they first left the village, I kind of stowed along, and then I was discovered during the march, and then rather than send me home, he kept me on. I don't know if that was for the best or not. Anyway, I guess we can't blame him, can we?
Nor does it matter. Well, we can return you to our camp. We need to rest, and it's as safe a place as you'll get around here. We are in no condition to go looking after a vampire at the moment. We can get you home magically. We also, speaking somewhat for my party ahead of my place, have no interest in dragging you along with us into the keep if you were going to ask.
I have no desire to go inside. I suppose I would if I must.
Why exactly did you come with them?
Will it sound funny?
Probably. Yep.
Curiosity. It is perhaps my most dangerous trait.
Have you learned anything interesting?
Did we ever catch our
name? Beryllia. Oh, some things about nightlife, and I know quite a bit about herbs and flora and fauna, and I felt that I would be safe amongst the knights. They were a powerful force. I think even now, I think they should have been more than a match for the vampire. The great beast of shadow and bone was unexpected.
Know anything about planes?
I mean, I know that there are other planes. I have read some books in my grandfather's library about traveling to other planes, in particular the ethereal and astral planes, and how some mages and priests can do that. Ghosts have some close ties to the ethereal plane, and astral plane connections can be used for transportation, getting from place to place. That's pretty much about it.
I only ask because the item we were seeking has planar significance.
You mean it has to do with other planes?
Yes.
I find it unlikely that I would know anything about it, although there might be something in Abington's library. My great-grandfather, who was Lord Abington's, founded our village. My grandfather took up his passion for reading and arcane lore, and we do have a library of no small sort that might have some useful information. He left some inheritance. My great-grandfather left some inheritance to my grandfather, and my grandfather left some to my father, and my older siblings are probably going to inherit most of that.
Wait to mention that to my friend Brunson until we sleep. Otherwise, he might get overly giddy and whisk you away. He likes books. He's the ugly one once you meet him.
Okay. She says, well, my sister probably would know more than I am. She's quite a bookworm. But also, the men say she is something fine to look at, and I am quite certain that that's what the vampire saw in her, of marrying age and beautiful, a virgin. They say that these are the characteristics of several of the women that he has taken. The fact that he has taken additional women after the first seems to indicate to me that he is killing them and then moving on.
Or he's muscle.
One morning.
I think that's what he meant.
Well, no, they both have muscle-wise. Can't be warm and they use
crosses
and stuff.
Anyway.
And they cook the
burgers. Entirely possible.
All right.
Well, we will return to the camp.
She stands up.
I will warn you. One of our friends is dead in there.
Okay.
We intend to do something about that in the morning.
Very well.
Just try to ignore him.
I appreciate your protection. I really should check on Sparky.
All right, we'll head out of this.
Clear, dog!
We walk out.
Except my Sam.
We see Deerwood like on the ground.
Sure, no, by now, you're surely done.
Yeah, and I'll
check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Get the rope off of him and everything and give him some scritches.
Okay, yeah, so he basically is cowed as far as his aggressive nature now and realizes that you were trying to help him. He doesn't like lick you or anything like that. He's not that kind of dog, but he does sit calmly next to you and lets you touch him if you want. As long as you mostly stay away from his mouth.
Scritches is a good boy.
Good boy.
By the way, roll in a 1 on a d12. The robe of entanglement got out of control while you were taking it off the dog and entangled you up instead.
No. It was close. The 4 is next to the 1.
It started to get up and you just controlled it enough to get it put away. It does sort of have a mind of its own, so.
This is the second oldest magic item I have.
Is the rope of entanglement, like, sentient?
In the sense that it always tries to entangle by the most creative way. Not entangled.
I have a rope of entanglement. This should be my rope of entanglement. I gave it to you temporarily.
See? Now we're sorting this out now.
Yeah, so we, when he was dead, everyone was holding his possessions.
Oh, yeah. But
it's the same rope.
Yeah, we've only ever had one.
Well, he clearly took it back off your body while you were dead then, or while you were unconscious. So.
Like, oh, we gotta drag.
He finally took his rope back.
Hey, that's mine!
I forgot I gave that to you. How many times have I reached for it to use it and it wasn't there? No fair. You multiply potions, you can't multiply ropes of entanglement. Okay. The girl and the dog join you in your makeshift brush camp.
You think it would let me do natural
regard? I'll sit next
to him. It doesn't like it being touched, but I think if the two of you do it together, you can probably work it out.
Okay, so I'll do that.
And of course, if not, there's always the rope of entanglement.
Worked once before.
3 points.
Okay, so you've pretty well taken care of the wound as far as like the contusion. It'll just heal up by itself now, but there's nothing you can do about the broken tooth. So it's either going to need to be magically healed or the tooth removed, or it's going to be a problem. It's going to continue to be a problem because the root of the tooth is very near exposed, if not exposed.
So could I just, like, cure light wounds it, or...
Maybe, but it would be, it'd have to be a significant cure light wounds, probably.
Hey,
it's not a light wound.
What was our deal again? If you had to bring him back to life within a month or something, it would...
Oh, yeah.
That was the deal.
Yeah.
Because, remember, the deal was, because you were like, I'll take, like, $10,000 off. I'm like, or I can just leave you dead, and then I don't know you, Jack. So if you died and I had to bring you back to life, that's no death.
So, I think you just died and lost thousands or tens of thousands of gold.
16,000 gold.
16,000 gold. Oh, that hurts. Of course, you could just make more.
Take more. And I lost the 4,000 whatever that was in my pouch.
There's places all over the world where people just got poor. They had money. They go in.
I said that earlier. Like, all of
rash of thievery across Greyhawk. Yeah.
That happened a while ago.
Oh, so you died.
Because that was before the retreat, I think. Or no, that was right after the retreat.
Mm, the ponchos are gone.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, the otter skin poncho.
I don't have my otter skin poncho.
That's sad.
That's actually a really good way to know if you're still alive.
Yeah. Give them something that you made permanently. And
give them an otter skin poncho.
Yep. Or anything. You can do anything that they made for sure.
I don't want to have my otter skin.
It's terrible. You go dying and taking everybody's otter skin.
Technically, you lost it the first time you died.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it would have been when I died in the asylum to the banshee temporarily, right?
Yeah, except that you probably weren't actually dead then.
So. You know what? Okay. Didn't you make a new handle for Eric? Because we broke the handle.
No, it just cracked.
Oh. So is the handle still cracked then?
No, it's fine.
Well, man, it's terrible.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
So you go back to the brush camp. Does anybody want to, like, raid the camp for money? Because there's probably a lot.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll take a while.
Are there any longs?
I'm up for it. I'm game.
I'll contribute.
Okay. In fact, we can assume that during the time while they were distracted with the dog and the woman that you already started. You got like 10 minutes head start on collecting cash. Yeah. In fact, it occurs to you guys, you walk out and you're sorry, like, he's got like 6 pouches in his arms. And you're like, hey, there could be money here.
And I have other temporary structures. I have detected secret passages and portals memorized. So.
Okay.
If I get an inkling.
Of like a chest that has a false bottom or something. Okay.
If I get an inkling, like, I should use
all the long swords.
That's a lot of long swords.
Like 40 or 50.
Well, John needs one.
He just said,
right. Jim, can we item these?
No.
Please.
Okay, so.
No.
Let's make a list, shall we, of all the fun stuff that's in the camp. Are we setting a time frame, or do you have a goal? Like, you want to make sure you get all the money in the camp, or you just want to go for an hour, or...
All of it?
Okay, so the goal is to collect all the things that are for sure valuable.
They're money dead, they don't sure, need it, right?
Right? So money for sure, long swords.
I still have detect magic in memory, so I can...
You do have detect magic?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
We can gather stuff up. At the end, it's sort of...
Yeah, do bear in mind that in theory, these long... Like, the treasure items could belong to their families or something.
We don't know who they are. Oh, well.
Their personal pouches, you could certainly claim because you killed them as zombies.
Yeah.
almost took my life. I'm taking your gold.
If we find anything of particular importance, we can...
Okay. Well, you have her with you, and one of them is her cousin, so... I'm just saying, you may offend if you take everything without at least considering that some of it could go back to their families or whatever. That's all I'm saying. You still do it.
Maybe they should have died.
Okay.
We should just put them to get used to do good things.
Okay, there are 11 long swords.
Yeah, they're good people. Take the money
and scabbards to go with them.
Are any of them special or
okay? Well, they're all of reasonably good quality, first of all. And then
gather them all up. At the end, once we get everything together, we'll see if any of them got
it.
You said 11, Dan?
Well, 66.
There are 11.
Oh,
are you doing 11 long swords?
There are 11 long swords.
66 feet of snow. The snow is burying the ski things.
Who got 66 feet?
In the ski resort in Utah, the ski lifts
are
under snow.
Because there's 66 feet of snow.
They've gotten this that's season, nuts. They've got 66 feet of snow.
Oh, that's nuts.
Can't even take the ski lift.
It seems like they're kind of stingy. I mean, they could have shared
they'll
it
be able to ski in the summer then. As soon as they get melting a little bit.
So in mid-July.
Okay.
We'll be skiing soon.
If it matters, there are 18 shields. Regular medium shields.
Okay. So we're getting all together.
Yeah, we're gathering them.
You're actually
a magic shield. Oh, I guess I can. There are 44 daggers.
No magic. All the long swords and shields are magic. Not a single free magical dagger.
If anyone cares, there are another 9 short swords.
I mean, we'll check them for magic.
For sure.
Any little chunk of experience maybe we can get would be great.
Okay. We're going to assume that you're not counting the money, like sitting out in the countryside or whatever, but you're collecting all the pouches and bags and whatever. You can count the money later, at least in the brushboard and nothing else.
44
daggers. 44 daggers, 9 short swords.
Counting these?
1 dagger?
Okay, there are quite a variety of miscellaneous equipment, if anyone cares, like rope, spikes. There are wooden spikes, like for spiking a vampire, and hammers for pounding them into the chest, that kind of thing. And then there are regular hammers. So there are 2 war hammers in camp. There are 16 lances, all medium size.
Firewood.
Grab one.
There are 24 pouches, all with some coin in them. That's including the ones that were on the zombies in the field. I assume you got. And then collected together, you got another 6 small bags of coin and various wealthy stuff.
I started writing this stuff down somewhere. Oh, it's in my...
That's what I do.
Yes, I have gone back to calculating party treasure, so...
Okay.
You can split this. Not even secure.
You're
kind of defeating the purpose of party treasure right now,
but...
What?
Old
Town
is die hard.
He said, we can split this. So you're kind of defeating the purpose of party treasure right now, but Old Town is
die hard. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3. Okay. Alright, so then kind of collecting up, because obviously you're probably not going to take the weapons that you don't use with you. Like the ones that don't fit anybody's. The 44 daggers, you might take a few or whatever. The short swords, you might take the short sword wielders, that kind of thing. But then you can check them all for magic, and if they're not magical, you can decide whether you're taking them or not. That's the plan. So you cast Detect Magic. Okay. So in Detecting Magic, 3 of the long swords are magical.
Okay.
1 short sword is magical. 1 shield is magical.
I just want to identify them.
There were 18 shields.
The experience too.
Of which 1 is magical.
There are no rods, right?
There are no, hold on. No, there are no rods.
Okay. Even on. I'll take even.
Let's go.
Do you want a magic shield?
I'll take a magic shield.
Okay, and then...
He's not worth this, but... I'll take a magic shield.
He wants one, so
he can have my normal shield if he wants it. I just want to identify it.
Too bad they didn't have a traveling wizard.
Is there any chainmail?
One of the lances are magical.
Oh.
When we get back, I'll give you. When we get back, I'll give you my shield.
It's a magic telephone.
It's the 1 bonus tier AC for like a round or 2 and not fighting someone.
A little more like a flag, I guess.
5 magical daggers.
Okay. You got the short swords. I'll take 3 daggers.
In looking at them,
no.
You said you were looking at their value. You can appraise.
That is not how this works. You guys don't get all the magic items.
I was going to offer some of the daggers to him because he throws daggers way more than I.
Well, I'll take 1. How about that?
Oh, yeah. There you go. There's 5 of them.
Oh, 5 of them. Everyone gets a dagger. Everyone who lives gets a dagger.
So I guess I'm not writing these down.
20. Just the daggers and the short swords.
I would say whatever's going in party treasure.
Well, everybody seems to be divvying it up.
Well, these are the 2 people in the party that use short swords.
Okay, so of the
but do they need
11 long swords.
How many magic short swords do you already have?
Me? Several, but...
Okay, I can sell them and make money for spells.
Sure. Thank you very much.
I'll identify
them. Once we identify them and can sell them, somebody has to identify them.
No, we don't.
You can put them in party treasure, but someone has to carry
them. People sell magic items all the time without knowing what they do.
True.
Yeah, but then you're going to get jipped.
No,
probably not. Probably all plus ones.
Well, if plus, you're losing out on
in any case,
learning.
I think the logic is if you're already carrying 3 to 4 short swords, then if you take a new magical short sword, you should give up one that you've got.
Yeah.
So you could trade out.
Plus,
if you have one
at some point, it's going to be encumbrance.
It already is to some degree. If you're carrying 3 short swords or more, that's inconvenient.
Yeah, I don't have any short swords that are completely identified yet.
I only have 2 short swords. Also,
and a rod and
I have the sword from Orson.
Is it a long sword?
No, it's a short sword, but I have 3 combats marked.
Did I tell you about the third one?
It's entirely possible.
And I just didn't think about it.
It was from one of the Orsons.
It was the guy that backstabbed me.
Oh, that guy. Oh, no, I think you did tell me, and I told you I was going to tell you later.
It's awesome.
Yeah. But it's only... Oh, no, I know. The problem is it's not combats that you need. That's the problem.
Oh, it's backstabs.
It's backstabs. That's the problem.
I think so, I have one of those.
I think you did, too. I think we talked about it before. We were going to try to figure it out, but I think you had one backstab already figured out. So.
Does it have a magical combat bonus?
It does not. It only has a magical bonus for backstabs.
Hey, you'll put that one for you.
No. That could be really cool. I'm going to figure it out first.
Okay.
When he backstabbed you, how bad did it hurt?
Bad.
A lot. Okay. It did like
60 or something. Yeah, like 40, it did 48. It was ridiculous.
It did like 45 points of damage. And he was a lower level thief than me, I'm pretty sure. So.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll set aside one of the short swords and one of the daggers for myself.
Okay.
Well, I'll put... These what you're saying pile. Makes sense. I just have to figure out which one I'm putting in there.
There's only one magical short sword.
These are my pile.
I'll put the magical short sword in a party tray.
Yeah, which one?
Like the one we just found.
When I get my training, my plan is to identify them and throw my magic. If it's not better than what I have, throw it in a party tray.
Yeah, all that right. Was also my
but
general.
I don't have any of them identified yet. I have 2 okay.
copies. Anyway, by way of clarification, 2 of the other 8 long swords appear to be exquisitely crafted. Now, he's already detected magic and said they're not magical. But they are of excellent craftsmanship, and if properly maintained, would likely perform in some very excellent way in combat.
Okay.
Not necessarily better than a magical sword, but a very high-quality long sword.
while I'm at it...
And you would say that they are each worth hundreds of gold pieces each.
These two are probably worth hundreds of gold pieces.
I'm going to check, because I never did this, the hammer that I got from Ozymandias...
Okay, which was magical.
Is it? Okay, I don't remember if I ever checked it or not. I was supposed to check it. And then I'm going to sweep the camp. I'm just going to check everything around the camp.
Okay.
Make sure I cover as much. I have like 10 minutes. So I just cover as much as I can, as the camp as I can, and see if anything comes
out. Okay.
Is there any chainmail or anything that like
the job? Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor told from a certain point of view. There's lots of chainmail, but it's all in, like, dead zombie bodies, and he's not super keen on the idea. I mean, he'll do it if somebody pushes him to.
You should probably get some real armor.
Yeah, so if you take it off a dead zombie body and take it back to him and don't really talk about a lot where it came from, then he'll probably wear it.
What's that smell? I don't know.
It smells like a zombie. Every time I pass gas, I smell zombie. I don't understand.
There's a zombie over
the tree. Maybe the night died fighting
monkey. It's just that monkey.
There were zombies.
That's true. You should be able to find a knight that wasn't zombified, theoretically, because he died to the zombies. The one that she's, or the warrior, she didn't say he was a knight, but the guy that was assigned to protect her. Somewhere there should be a guy that was assigned to protect her who died to the zombies. Okay.
Found the magic suit armor.
Yeah, let's see. I'll roll. Let's see.
Didn't we? Yeah, we did find the
magic
suit armor.
Did we actually dig it out?
Yeah. You wasted a bunch of time digging it out of the ground.
Yeah, that was the plate mail they found in the ground. Which I think Jake was supposed to have that, right? Can you guys tell me?
He's the only one that wears plate mail.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so on the guy who you find who was not zombified that came back in and died to the zombies has plate mail, not chain mail. Mm-hmm. It's regular plate mail. Not field plate or anything. It's regular
it's
plate
not
mail.
Magical.
It is not.
And the magical plate mail that we found was just regular plate mail. Was that field plate?
That was... trying to remember. It was field plate.
It was field plate? That's better than...
That is better, yeah. It's 1 point better on AC, and it's a little bit better because you can take 1 point of damage off every hit that you take. Not magical, not falling damage, but combat damage. Until it takes 12, and then its armor class degrades.
Can John wear plate mail?
He can, yeah. And if you show him how to put it on and stuff, he probably would, especially under these circumstances, considering you guys are hanging out in a brush fort at the base of a haunted keep.
15,000 gold piece plate armor.
Give him at least 100.
If it's not. Well, I don't care what the field plate does.
You kind of don't have much choice. If you don't put the field plate on for the rest of this adventure, you won't get any experience.
Yeah, because
you have to wear the best available armor. The field plate could be +4, and the plate mail could be the plate mail could be +4, and the field plate could be non-magical, and you'd still need to wear it to get your XP.
Okay, so yeah, I'm putting on the field plate.
Yeah.
Does that apply always, or just
yep? Cavaliers, that's one of their class restrictions.
It could be straight up worse.
Like, it's a social status thing. So like you could.
If you found non-magical field plate, you would have to wear it over that.
Okay, exactly.
So 17 points the field plate.
I thought you said
plus again. What does
yeah. With shield?
Prettiest looking toy.
Should be
+2.
You gotta look good when you kill people.
Oh jeez. Okay. all right. So it's shield and field plate and shield is 1.
Okay.
2 for the shield makes -1. Dex is 3, -4.
Okay, so that's what I had before the magic, or that's what I had with the magic bonus.
Okay, so
it was 2.
Yeah, so you're already there. So you're not hurting yourself any by trading into it. Actually, you're still gaining the benefit of being able to soak up damage. So.
And then. Unless anybody else wants to wear plate mail, I guess John's getting some 15,000 better plate.
John,
I have bracers, so
it would make your AC better, but it's plate mail, so you're not gonna. It would cut your mobility a lot, so it's your choice.
That's why I like the bracers.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ron. What are you saying?
I was just saying, John is better equipped now than like 90% of knights.
Yeah.
So,
this is how Bill got built up.
I've had 3 combats Bill with something colder and thunderbolt.
Oh, okay.
As the Dracolich. I'm assuming that would count.
That was like -8 AC or something.
The Dracolich, yeah, you would actually. He would count as either undead or
he's like -2.
Cold. So.
You know, every time you pass up a magic,
then that's
is that all of the categories?
All the categories okay. For that.
Like yeah. So do you already know the bonuses? I already give it to you.
Only
+2 plate.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4 is the way it works.
Maybe 3.
Yeah. Right.
We were like
his armor was +4.
Oh.
Do you? His shield was +3.
It might have been +4.
That was pitted.
Really, his AC was like -8, so
it was like little 5 or 6 when we last.
I'm looking it up to give you the exact categories. But yeah, it's plus 1 for normal.
He also had like a short sort of speed or something.
No.
He did. You know, every time you pass up a magic suit of plate mail or whatever, like wear those bracers. It's like a thumb in my eye. Just so you know.
Why?
Because
those bracers would be a huge boon. They're typically given to mages because mages can't wear
arms. How come you can't cover your arms?
Okay, so it's plus 1 normally. +2 versus regenerating creatures.
It's a classic.
+3 versus cold using inflammable or avian creatures, which would have included the Dracolich. And then +4 versus undead. That's what it is. It sheds light on command because it flames. The flames are as bright as a torch. Easily igniting oil webs, fire, that kind of stuff.
Especially when I start churning out scrolls on scroll markers.
Okay.
And.
Identify the whole sword.
Yeah. So, and.
I say we take
so
a week
the ex- the that yes. You get 900 additional experience points for identifying it. 900 experience.
We'll get you home.
Plus 10%. Because you have strength over 15, so 990 actually. So you can add that into your experience.
The only other thing I
look at me. I'm
mad. What about the magical bow that I got? Because I did that one. It's a +1/+2 bow.
With having an alternate property thing?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was just a plus one, plus two. I
don't remember.
Which would be 700 experience plus 10%, so 770. Okay, so in scanning the village, or the village, the encampment, okay? You do locate three additional things that are glowing as if they are magical.
Pick me,
then the detect magic wears off and they're still glowing. Oh crap, it's radiation.
Fionn's walking, by the way, Fionn is walking around muttering to himself.
Okay. One of them turns out to be a quiver of arrows that has total.
Here, Charlotte, we brought you this. Can we stay here for a week?
It has a total of 16 arrows in it, but of those, only 9 are magical.
Okay, so I'll put that in Forge Runner.
9 magical arrows. Put down 9 magical arrows.
Is the quiver magical too, or no?
No, just the arrows.
I mean, none of us really use
them. Times 9.
I do occasionally.
I think I have the motion book here.
He is the most common user of the bow, for sure.
If you use a bow of doubling with magical arrows, does it do both of them get the bonus?
No, only the primary.
Yeah, my bow just doubles my effective range.
Okay.
Leon's bow just...
And it's a metal one.
It does magic bonus, but it doesn't have any cool special abilities.
Yeah, my bow is metal.
Yeah, yours. Funny thing is, so I have a short bow with doubling, which means it would be way less effective than Leon's hands than his long bow.
Proficient.
Yeah.
I'd be just as skilled as you were.
Yeah.
You'd be more skilled.
I'm not saying.
Trevor, you have a better deck.
A single ring that's found as magical, and it was being worn by one of the knights under armor.
Under armor?
It's made by under armor?
Yep. He was wearing armor and wearing the ring.
Okay.
Is that common?
I mean, it only matters because rings of protection don't stack with armor. They still give the saving throw bonus, but they don't give AC bonus, so most people don't necessarily do that. But if you're wearing armor, you don't normally get the AC bonus from ring.
Okay,
that's a save.
I'll take the ring if nobody else wants it.
There's still that value.
A lot of people, pretty much anyone who uses protection is a part of it.
Yeah, well, but if
it's... You just said it's typically not a ring.
It's probably not a ring of protection.
I know.
The knight was wearing it.
It means it's slightly in that direction. It doesn't mean that it's not. Okay, anyway, and then there's a third item.
Put it in party treasure for now. We'll divvy it up.
I have one ring.
So you've got plenty of room for rings.
I got plenty of room for rings.
You can handle up to 5 more rings.
Jimu has his first ring he's ever gotten.
I have a ring.
I'm sorry, I have 2 rings. I have the dragon ring. That's a ring, right? Yeah, it's a ring.
I have a ring. I can use a second ring.
Protection.
I can also use a second ring.
And it was
random D6 invisibility.
Don't you have 2 rings now? The ring of the neg silhouette that I gave you. And you have the ring of not entanglement.
Yeah, that's the one I have. Ring of silver, counter spike. I don't have the other ring down here, so I don't think I ever gave anything.
What is this new ring?
Okay. So,
it's
a simple steel band. It's not even gold or silver, but it does detect as magical.
Someone got a ring that I gave them that it was on the, like, we found a dead body in the porcelain's closet, and it had a gold, or like a knight silhouette on it.
Yeah, I remember it. I don't know who you gave it to.
I thought I gave it to Jake.
You might just have it, you didn't write it down or something.
Probably.
Well, write it down.
Unless you sold it. You might have sold
it. Definitely didn't.
We'll just say that you planned on giving it to him and you never did. And while you're doing this thing tonight, you discover it and go, oh, well, this was supposed to be yours. And so you give it to him. So now you have it.
So it's a ring.
It has the silhouette of a knight on horseback, lance upraised.
I'm also wearing that ring that I got off that the force and backstab guy in case something would have happened recently that would have triggered that.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so, anyway. Probably not.
If it's me backstabbing, then...
It's not.
Okay.
Didn't have anything to do with backstabbing.
Got it.
Okay. Anyway, in one of the knight's personal belongings, you find a scroll on which... at first glance, you look at it and you think it's mage spells.
Oh, how I love you. Let me come to the...
Okay.
I'll bring it to you then. Here, nerd.
So yeah, I'll ask.
Hey, only I call with me
as long as it's got to be nerd stuff.
Say that again.
Yeah. Was like nerd. Any of the longswords have any family significance?
Never heard of such a thing.
You know, anything that looks that has really standout-ish, like the knight would probably, maybe it was an heirloom from their father, or so if you take something that belonged to a knight, like he would have normally probably handed it down to his son, or at least put it on the wall, that kind of thing. So all of them that are exquisite craftsmanship or magical in nature that obviously stand out, I would think they would be family heirlooms. That's my best understanding, anyway. Okay. You look at the scroll, I presume. Okay. So?
The other way you can look at it is the Draculich killed them, so therefore he collected all, or this is all his stuff.
Yeah, this is effectively part of the Dragon's Lair.
Yeah.
But we killed him outside of his lair, which means all of this belongs to Tiamat.
No, only if he's a follower of Tiamat.
She can come play it.
He can come.
Yeah.
Don't
she
say
come
that.
Get it.
He's gonna say that.
Yeah, bring it on, Tiamat.
Oh. He's just like smited.
Yeah.
Kendra, the world is on fire.
Kendra, the cosmos are on fire.
There is no such thing as cosmos. I'm trying.
Kendra, the very concept
I
of
do have a Tiamat miniature, fire. So if we ever need it.
You have what?
If we ever need it.
I have a miniature for Tiamat. It's like this big.
Okay. There are two spells. The first one is clearly a second level spell.
Okay.
I don't think you have it. I don't know for sure. So you'd have to roll a percent chance to know it.
Alright. Percent chance to know. That is 24.
Okay. So I'll tell you, and then if you already had it, then you didn't need to roll. Or need to learn it, anyway. Liamon's Trap.
Nope, don't have it.
You have room for it, right? Because you have 19 intelligence, as long as you use your items.
Yeah,
that,
so
right?
I'd have to use it in the morning type thing.
Yeah, so.
Actually, I got plenty of room for second level spells. I don't have a lot of those.
Okay, Liamon's Trap is the second level.
It's on a scroll, not on...
That is correct. It's on a scroll. Yep.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.